Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians and the Reds continue this weekend series, and Terry, you and I were just visiting here before we record the pregame show for tonight. You know, we get here every year, but I guess every year I'm always shocked what a great hitter's park it is. Is there a much better hitter's park in baseball?
No, it's pretty good. And you also remember, you know, we're right in the middle of summer where the ball's carrying anyway, you know, as the weather warms up. But any ballpark where you can get rewarded by hitting the ball the opposite way, and we saw that last night with Marlon Byrd, that makes it even more dangerous because, man, from where I'm sitting, right field looks so close, and you have those guys like Votto and Jay Bruce, and it makes you nervous.
And I'm not trying to make an excuse, but the American League has always had a disadvantage in a National League park, and I think we really saw the epitome of it last night because the kid that not only pitched well can really swing the bat, talking about Mike Leake. And, of course, in American League, your guys, whether they can swing the bat or not, Terry, do they get enough reps to even make a difference?
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, he helped himself. He got a bases-loaded double that broke the game open. And for the most part, I mean, we always hope our guys do something good, but you're hoping really they don't get hurt because they don't do it very much. And, you know, one, you wanted to maybe see some pitches just so that, you know, the other guy doesn't have a quick inning. But it seems like when you're in a National League city, man, you're always looking where that pitcher is because we're just not used to it. And you got to kind of figure that's an out somewhere situated in the middle of that inning.
When you managed in the National League, did you ever have your pitcher hit eighth?
No, I've never have. And I've looked at it. And I've studied it as much as I can. I've asked a lot of questions, and I just don't think I would do it. And I understand why they're doing it, but I think you're putting your seven hitter now as opposed to your eight hitter in a little bit of a bind.
Well, that's not a bad number nine hitter. I mean, Billy Hamilton last night scores on a play. I don't know. Does anybody else score on that ground ball to third?
And that might be – this might be a case where I see why they do it here. You know, Billy's not swinging the bat like they want him to, but he's as fast as a guy in baseball. And we saw it last night. And so because he's scuffling and hitting, he's sitting behind the pitcher there. And if he gets on, you know, he's on base for the top of the order. I get that. It makes some sense.
He has 45 steals. Terry, the day of guys like Kenny Lofton stealing 70 bases, you don't see it anymore. Might we see more of this? Might guys like Billy Hamilton become a bigger weapon in today's game?
Well, again, you got to be able to do it, first of all. And you're seeing, you know, what's more amazing is he's doing it while he's hitting 215. Just think if he was hitting what they think he could, because when he gets on, it's hard to throw him out.
All right, Corey Kluber tonight. When you determined the rotation, how did this all shake out?
Well, we talked to every pitcher. And went to Klubs, and he was in favor of getting in one extra day, so that put him coming second out of the chute. Trevor, we knew, was going to stay in Cleveland and throw his side days, so we were good with him throwing yesterday. We got Carlos situated behind Kluber because that's where he's real comfortable, and then we wanted to give Danny and Cody as much rest as they could because they're the two that haven't logged the full season, and we want to kind of buy them as much time as we could.
Boy, when you looked at this road trip coming out of the break, you went, boy, this is a great opportunity for the Indians, the Reds, the Brewers, both having bad years. Yet, Terry, when you look at the Reds' talent level, don't they match up with some of the best teams in the game?
Yeah, and, you know, they're not where they want to be, but and they're in a really tough division. And, you know, right up until, you know, recently, they've been right in the thick of all of it. And you can see why. I mean, things haven't maybe gone their way, but they have a lot of good players.
Well, and you've got Corey Kluber. It's almost like a fresh start, isn't it? Is that how you approach it with a guy like Klubs, even though he didn't pitch poorly?
No, he didn't. You know, you look at his numbers, except for his one loss, his numbers are good. I mean, real good. And across the board. But we have had a really tough time scoring for him. And I think he's done a good job of blocking that out, but he's human sometimes. You know, be nice for us to score 5 or 6 one game and let him cruise a little bit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Redlegs coming up on the Indians Radio Network.